Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Welcome to TGIF on KFOX Southern California. This is Farley, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us every day at 12 noon. Today we're going to talk about Jupiter and its entry into Cancer and how long that will last and how what it will do to us, how it will affect us astrologically speaking. And Jupiter is going into Cancer, of course, on Sunday at 4:51 p.m., and it will remain firmly planted in Cancer all of August, all of July, all of September, all of October, and then November, December, and into next year, 1990. So Jupiter will be in Cancer for about 9 to 12 months, and this could be very important because Jupiter will opposition all the Capricorn planets, so the cardinals will be lit up and the water signs will be sailing during this period. A lot is actually going on out there as far as the planetary movements, because frankly, in the next 2 weeks, with the moon wobble and with Jupiter going into Cancer, opposed Uranus, well, first of all, funny thing about me is that I usually call earthquake watches, but sometimes when I leave town, then you know it's a pretty intense earthquake watch. When Jupiter goes into early Cancer, which will be on Sunday, it will go opposition Uranus, and it's pretty much there now anyway. And because LA's chart has early cardinals in its chart, oftentimes when early cardinal planets are triggered, then we do have a quake in Los Angeles. So there will be an earthquake watch for the entire time while I am not on the air for Southern California. I'm not trying to freak anybody out, because the exact opposition of Jupiter and Uranus will occur August 8th at 12:14 in the afternoon, right during my show. And I'm hoping there won't be a quake, but like I say, oftentimes early cardinal transits trigger this. So I want you to be aware this happens once every 6 or 7 years when Jupiter goes opposition Uranus, and it's going to happen on August the 8th, okay, at 12:14 p.m. So the earthquake watch for Southern California will be in effect for the entire month of August starting now. That's point number one. Point number two, we're going to notice a major shift in vibration with Mercury and Venus and Mars all in Virgo by the 4th or 5th, and they're going to be trining Capricorn. Then that is a very grounding effect. So unlike most summers, Leo summers that are filled with lots of celebration and raucous wild adventures, with Jupiter and Cancer and Virgo and Capricorn planets, this is a very serious time for organization and planning and hard work and goals and structure in our lives. So the transits are very, very intense. Then we get a lunar eclipse full moon on August 16th. So they're definitely in a solar eclipse new moon on August 30th. So August is a month that could be filled with national changes and, you know, with that threat of recession I read in the paper the other day, the economy can be affected by all these planets too. But, you know, the fun thing about Jupiter, and especially if you are somebody who was born in the 40s, okay, and you have either Uranus in Gemini or 40s and 50s where you have Uranus in Cancer, especially focus on people in 1950, 51, 52, then not only have you been going through your midlife crisis if you're about to turn 40 or just turned 40 a year or two ago, but you're dealing with this Uranus opposed Uranus. Now Jupiter is going to run conjunction to your Uranus in Gemini or Cancer, and also, you know, your oppose Uranus itself. So we are seeing this planet being affected by so many emotional changes in the next 30 days from the Jupiter transit in Cancer, oppose Uranus in Capricorn first, then oppose Saturn in Capricorn next, then oppose Neptune, that I kind of tend to think everybody that I know that is like from age of, I'd say, 33 years old up to 44, is going to be affected emotionally. We're talking heightened sensitivity, impulsive emotional choices, which means we are going to see a lot of drastic erratic changes in all of our relationships for those of us between the ages of 32 and 44. Now, if you want to know if you qualify and you know about your chart, I'll tell you how you know it. Number one, you have Neptune in Libra, okay? Number two, you'll have Uranus in Cancer or late Gemini, okay? Or number three, you'll have Saturn in Libra. Or number four, and to top off all of this, we go beyond those age groups, meaning that this is such an intense aspect to find the largest planet, Jupiter, opposition, the largest other second largest planet, Saturn, and the third and fourth largest planets, Uranus and Neptune, that we are looking at August 1989 as one of the biggest focal changes possible in an entire decade for this planet. And so we are looking at all kinds of erratic craziness possible to occur. The good thing about August 89 is that, thank God, we have the Virgo Capricorn trines going on between Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Virgo, and Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, which should ground or stabilize this erratic energy. What's going to start freaking me out is when Mercury and Venus and Mars and the Sun start heading for Libra in late August. Mercury and Venus will be in Libra, Mars will be in Libra in September, and then the Sun will join it in September, and that's when we're going to get lots of squares and T-squares and grand squares. So August and September of 1989 appear to be a month where a lot of individual people will make major destiny changes. In other words, people will make choices in the next 60 days. And of course, I'm not saying this is bad, because what I'm saying is that chapters in life must be closed in order for new beginnings to find root. And you don't have to know anything about astrology to become aware that the majority, the higher percentage of people on this planet are going to be affected by this incredible effect. If you're wondering whether or not astrology works and you want to use something to focus on its reality, then you check and see what's going to happen to your life individually and the lives of people around you in the next 60 days. Because with the moon wobble and the Cancer Capricorn oppositions and the Libra T-square to those Cancer Capricorn oppositions, I tend to think that everyone and anyone who is Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, which makes up one-third of the zodiac, all the cardinal signs, and anyone with Aries rising, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn rising, moons, if you have planets in those signs, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, anything early from 0 to 20 is going to be affected by this ride of Jupiter in Cancer, opposed Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, and then being T-squared by Mercury in Libra, Venus in Libra, Mars in Libra, and then Sun in Libra, not to mention the Moon, going through all four of those cardinal signs twice in 60 days. So, you know, if you start taking your life personal in the next 60 days, you could fall up here, because what you're being asked to do is sail through this period, float through it, and remain an even, grounded, centered disposition in your life. Now, if you're not, you know, if you weren't aware of astrology and you didn't hear this topic about this incredible event of Jupiter entering Cancer, that is the first time this has happened in 12 years. It's been 12 years since Jupiter's entered the sign that it is exalted in, Cancer, okay? But this time, for the first time in a century, Jupiter meets up with tremendous opposition from the three largest planets besides Jupiter in Capricorn. So we are talking major focus changes for almost everyone we know on this planet. You know, which means that it's almost been like we've been in a calm sea, and even though we've been without food and water for a while, we've survived. We've fished. We've gotten some somehow moisture in the boat, and we've drank some fresh water. We're still alive. Now there's a chance we're going to enter a storm, you know, and we're going to survive it, but at least we know. It's better that we know the storm is there than if we don't. Because in astrology, what happens is we always like to be able to identify critical karma cycles. Because in critical karma cycles, what are you being asked to do? You're being asked to let go and process something without acting like a baby, which means without fretting over it, being obsessed with it, dwelling on it, or being disappointed. You know, right now, a lot of people expectations in relationships and in career and with family and children and with travel, their expectations are very high. And whenever we have these intense cardinal transits, everybody starts acting like a freight train to hell. And one of the reasons why I am leaving during this period is because Jupiter's going on top of my Venus in Cancer, Uranus has already opposed it, and I want to prepare by grounding myself and centering myself and gaining some spiritual focus and detoxing and renewing and being ready to enter this period. A lot of you will prepare by studying astrology and metaphysics, listening to this show, focusing on the How to Learn Astrology seminar, and learning what we're going to deal with energy-wise. Okay, because the miracle of the astrology hour is that we can let people know in mass when the weather is going to change as far as socialization is concerned. And the weather is about to change. You know, I see people out there that are so intense with having things their way. Americans, for example, are so totally spoiled, it's absurd. You know, except for the people, the homeless, right, that are on the street and have nothing. Most of us that have a roof over our heads and have a car, which is what Los Angeles culture is all about, are so spoiled that if anybody changed anything the way it is, we freak. You know, and lately I've been getting calls from people that have been starting to feel this transit in tears, you know, hysterical, lose their tempers. And what happens is you have no way actually of knowing exactly how it's going to come down. But suffice it to say that during this transit, most of us are going to have the carpet pulled out from under us, either emotionally, okay? That means that somebody who loves us now might not love us the way we want them to, or it might not be the same balance. Or financially, materially, the job situation might change, the business forecasts for your personal life might change, the economic stature of the United States could change. Frankly, during this period, a very vulnerable period for the United States economy, if there was going to be another market crash or a severe recession or a real estate crash, which everyone says will never happen, it will happen now. During this transit, which is a panic type transit. Remember the last time the market crashed, it was due to panic selling and stuff like that. So if cooler heads prevail, we should be okay. Okay. But, you know, like I say, we can expect major changes financially, major changes psychologically as far as the stress load we will handle. We can expect residents effects and changes. We can also expect sudden changes in family with children, and also changes in work and health-related illnesses if you don't maintain your stress levels. Also, you know, focus on relationships, because the cardinal signs of Aries and Libra are I'm okay, you're okay type stuff. That's me and you stuff. You know, and Aries and Libra is a focus polarity of this effect. Also Cancer and Capricorn, which is emotions and career, are karma. So, you know, relationships are affected by this. Also personal freedom, careers, and also, I'd say spirit growth. You know, retaining a spiritual priority, absolutely essential. Now, if you do have, let's say, the Cancer planets that are going to be affected by Jupiter, already you've been writing, you know, if you have a Cancer planet from 0 to like 15, like most of the friends I know that have that have been getting just brutalized karmically. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that's going down here, because they've already been dealing with the cardinal effect from the Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn. They've already been opposition, our Cancer planets, with Jupiter moving into Cancer. What it does is it's going to finally emphasize, it's going to double the effect. So if you are miserable about an issue that's not resolved, then you better be ready to let go. Because if you don't, then the sensitivity level is going to double. Because, see, your Capricorn planets are already opposition your Jupiter, and you know, the Cancer planets, and when Jupiter moves into conjunction to those Cancer planets, look out! Because Cancer is already a sensitive sign with Jupiter conjunctions to boot. Bingo! We're talking about explosive emotions. Yelling and screaming going on in this, but it's dumping time, folks. Now, it's not all a karma transit. You know, thank God. If you have any Scorpio or Pisces in your chart, you finally will receive the trine from Jupiter in Cancer. So those of us that have Scorpio and Pisces in our chart will benefit the next 9 to 12 months with this run of Jupiter in Cancer. The heavy part of this transit is that Jupiter is going to go back and forth and retrograde from 0 to 15 Cancer for the next 7 months. Okay? So, you know, as they say, the world may never be the same again. You know, if some strange things are meant to come down on this planet that would affect every living person on the planet, we are talking some possibilities, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm trying to let you know what's happening. That's what astrology is all about. If there's meant to be a problem with the nuclear situation, like a meltdown or some kind of terrorist nuclear act, that would be in effect. World economies being affected, the value of the dollar. Overall situations concerning, I would say, security and homes, because Cancer rules homes. So a lot of people that are looking for homes may be paying ballooned prices for them, possibly from this effect. But, you know, another focus here is Capricorn people. People with Capricorn moons and risings and Venus and Mars and Sun are really at the focus of this transit because the three Capricorn planets have already been playing havoc with needed transition in their lives. With Jupiter oppositions going on, we are going to see the most drastic effect career-wise to all those people who have Capricorn planets that are already obsessed with career. And guess what? There's a generation of puppies out there that are 29 and turning 30, including Magic Johnson, right, that all have Saturn in Capricorn. And they're already having their Saturn return, but on top of that, they're going to get a Jupiter opposition to boot. Jupiter opposition, there's Saturn. So we are really looking at some very crazy effects that are going to be going on in the next 7 to 9 months. You know what else is weird? Capricorn rules the knees and the bones. So on the sports scene, we're liable to see a lot more injuries in college, high school, and pro football, and also basketball and baseball, affecting the knees and the bones in the coming 7 to 8 months due to this heavy transit. You know, so a lot of things are going on. But, you know, the best part of the transit, and once again, even though I do let you know what some of the possibilities are of the transit, I do want you to know that it is very important to recognize that everything that we learn in astrology is good. Because when you see something happen that is not right or not proper or not balanced, it's up to you to nip it in the bud, tackle it, process it, let it go, not take it personal, and get rid of it out of your life as peacefully as possible before it can take hold of you and ruin you or destroy you or hold you down. And that's what the whole point of this Jupiter transit is all about. We are going to be given obvious signals of patterns in our life that are just not working. It's funny how the Jupiter opposed Uranus is kind of like a shock symbol. It's a subtle reminder that, look out, guys, you know, you're about to be hit by the fan here. More than throwing it in the fan's about to hit you, you know, because Uranus is like an awakener, a lightning bolt type effect. So Jupiter opposed Uranus, you're going to see a lot of people running away. You know, a lot of people shutting down, closing down, cutting off communication, emotionally shutting down, and turning off. You know, a lot of people that have been holding their emotions in, it's going to be crying time for them. This Jupiter in Cancer is going to bring a lot of tears to the surface. But, you know, it is the opportunity for us, really, to learn how to be cooperative, patient, understanding, nurturing, compassionate, how to take care of ourselves, love ourselves, retain a spiritual priority, and most of all, not reach too far, too fast, or try to get too many cookies out of the jar all at once. This is a tremendous time to reflect and to observe and to absorb and to teach and to learn and to ground and to balance. That's what major oppositions are all about. And can you imagine people having babies during this period? All this incredible generation of children that'll be coming up with the Jupiter oppositions in their chart, and just unbelievable power is what we're talking about when we find people with these Jupiter oppositions, people that are not to be slighted. So, you know, if you're wondering why I decided to take my vacation during this point in my life, now you know, because I am a cardinal type of person. I have Venus in Cancer, Neptune in Libra, Mars in Libra, and rising in Libra, and I can feel it. I've already think I've done well with my Neptune square Neptune and my Uranus oppose Uranus and my Saturn square Neptune, but with Jupiter coming into Cancer, setting off all these T-squares, it's time for me to reflect, recharge, rebirth, renew, center, and ground, and get ready for what's about to happen. A lot of this will mean more work, more responsibility, and more duties, more details than you'd ever imagine. A lot of you that have been asking for things like stardom and fame and success and glory, it's going to be dumped right on you. You know, and I hope that when you're in the middle of all that energy and all that cash and all those bills and all those mortgages, that you can remember what it was like before you had the abundance and what you had to do to ask for it. Because once it occurs, it's going to come on so hard and so hot and so fast that maybe a week later you might say, wow, I had no idea it was going to be like this, Farley. This is frightening. Because, you know, you can't always, it's like Mick Jagger always says, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you always get what you need, and sometimes you get more than you need. And then the question is, how do I maintain it? So very, very intense effect going on from the Jupiter opposition of Uranus, Jupiter opposition Saturn, Jupiter opposition Neptune, then Jupiter T-square the Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, the Sun coming up, and the Jupiter oppositions itself will last for 7 to 9 months, a little longer, and like I say, anyone with cardinal planets anywhere, Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, could be affected by a total change in their lifestyle, in their destiny, in their relationships, in their career, in their economic outlook, so it's time to let go of the old and smile and begin the new, and that's what it's all about. So be ready, because a lot of us were born just to deal with this time. And what we're being asked to be is, guess what? Spiritual. That's right. What we're being asked to do is actually to bask in the greatest wealth that we have. That wealth which we brought into this dimension with us when we were born. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the soul. The powerful force of energy that exists within our breasts. That's what we're being asked to emphasize during this period. If you put any emphasis on anything else beyond the spirit, look out. Because this is when the bill is due and you're not going to get any credit. So if there's something out there you want and you qualify for lots of cardinal planets in your chart, you better be ready to pay that price, whether it's emotionally, mentally, financially, or in any other way. If you don't embrace that spirit and ride it high during this transit, you'll call me up in a couple months and you said, Farley, you told me so. I heard you say it. I didn't pay any attention. You were right. And then, boom, you end up in therapy or whatever. Okay, there's a topic for you. Jupiter's transit through Cancer, starting July 89 and continuing for about a year. And the world will never be the same again, as they say. It begins July 30th at 4:51 p.m.